But first this morning, we're on to the topic of making a will, something that we all need to do if we have any asset at all. You need to make a will. And this morning I'm joined by Mr. John Lowe, who is the author of The Money Doctor, the bright yellow book that many of you will have seen in a lot of the bookshops in the Northwest region.
Up and running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning I am delighted to be joined again by The Money Doctor, Mr. John Lowe, and he is my go-to person for everything to do with money, finances and looking after your affairs. Good morning, John, and thanks so much for joining us again on this morning's Up and Running.
It's a real pleasure, Claire. Thank you, and it's great to talk to you as always.
Well, John, sorry, you gave me a figure earlier on which actually shocked me. 70% of the country do not have a will.
Yeah, this is a real problem. And I don't know what the reason for that is. I think it's between fear of going into a solicitor's office, apathy, morbidity, ignorance, misconceptions, misinformation. All of those are actually right up there. But what I've tried to do is to try and, 99% of those 70%, by the way, are very simple, non-complex estates, non-complex relationships. And when you think that the average net worth of a person in Ireland is only 177,000, then you can see why it really is a simple, straightforward thing. And for those people who've got a simple, straightforward requirement, then what I've suggested is here is a will package where you get 8 documents, of which the first 3 are Word document types of will, Claire. And you're talking about single, legally separated or divorced with children under 18 or with adult children. And then the same with married or civil union, with children, without children, and with children under 18. So you've got the full whack. When you actually click into one of those preferred Word templates, it means that you now download it. You then have then this document, which you can actually put on your own PC, or you can print off and handwrite in yourself. That's the first document. The second document is a list of assets and personal possessions and personal information. So all your whatever properties you have, whatever accounts you have, your PC passwords, your mobile phone passwords, even social media, all the little invaluables. You might have a set of golf clubs that you want to give to your favorite nephew. All of those kind of things can be put into this document, 6-page document. And then make sure that you put those 2 documents together and you nominate an executor and you tell that executor where the will is, because you need the will to do the probate. And the probate is so easy, especially when it's not complicated, because all you have to do is fill in a form, make an appointment with the personal representative in the probate office, and there's probate offices all over Ireland. And then that's it. You get the grant of probate and you distribute the assets of the estate according to the wishes in that will. And it really is a very simple situation. And the only problem is that if you get tangled up in legal issues, then it'll cost you thousands. Literally, it'll cost you thousands. This pack with 8 documents, of which 5 are PDF files, these are where they're supporting, like there's a chapter on from my book called Coping with Bereavement, and it tells you how to actually draft the will and how to basically do the probate. It's €50, that's all it is. And you're done and dusted. And all you have to do is to empower your executor or executrix to go and do the probate themselves, and because they have the original will. So you put the will up safely in a filing cabinet or a safe that's fireproof, and you know that's it, done and dusted. You're finished. But as I said, once you have assets over 25,000, you should be making the will.
Okay. So as John said there, his book is Money Doctors. It's a bright yellow book. Many of you will know it, and we have had John on a number of times before. In that book, he has a chapter called Coping with Bereavement. It's very insightful and very interesting. Also, the website is www.moneydoctors, there's an S on the end of that, .ie, and you can go on that website and you download the PDF. There's a small cost, and then you gather your information together yourself. Isn't that right, John?
That's absolutely right. And actually, there's, for a lot of people as well who are a little bit anti-tech, techno files.
Yeah.
But there's an explanatory video on the website. When you go on to moneydoctors.ie and you click into wills and option and probate rather, or you can go moneydoctors.ie/wills and it gets there, you'll see that there is an explanatory video, and just click on that and tell you exactly how to do it. And when you have clicked onto your preferred will, you then just have to click on the 8 documents, which includes your preferred will, and that downloads automatically onto your downloads folder in your PC. And then you have, once you've done it, that's there for life, and you can access it anytime, open it out anytime. But it's on your PC or your laptop, not mine. It'll never come to my website. I wouldn't dream of going to anybody's website and leaving my personal information on their website, no matter who they are or no matter how secure the website is. That's why this is, you're totally in control of this.
Absolutely. And John, we have watched over the years, first of all, terrible tragedies in families where people have fallen out over wills and have never spoken again, forgetting the massive legal costs that can also cause you. It's the emotional cost and the breakdown of family relationships. So this is really a very important thing to do, isn't it?
So, yes, it is a disaster when you die intestate. For those people who don't know what that word means, it means you have no will. It's a disaster for those left behind. You have to go to the probate office. You have to get a thing called letters of administration. And you invariably will involve a solicitor. Now, this is, Claire, not anti-solicitor, because I have some of my best friends are solicitors. But this is about the 70% of people in Ireland who haven't got a will for whatever reason. But 99% of them are very simple. They don't need, they've not got a complex estate. They don't have a complex relationship. So it's just straightforward. And for these people, this is a godsend in my view.
Yes. And I think to protect your family, no matter what it is you're leaving. I mean, actually, I was left a golf club recently, and it means more to me than any money, because it was by somebody I love very much. And I was so delighted to get it. So even as John said earlier on, if you've a set of golf clubs, anything that's precious to you. OK, regarding the probate offices, they're mostly down around the northwest. They're mostly in the courthouse.
That's right. One of the things about the probate office, I think there's a whole batch of them around the country, Cork, Galway, Limerick, and Dublin, of course. But wherever the one nearest to you is, you can download that form that you complete. If you're the executor or executrix, you download that form and you fill it in. It's a very simple form, and it just actually asks you to identify what assets are in it. And that list of assets that will be pinned to the will should tell you exactly what's in the estate, being the possessions or what you own. So once you've filled out that form, you send it in, you then get an appointment with the personal representative. You go in and you meet them. It takes about maybe 20 minutes to half an hour max, and that's it. You then get a thing called the grant of probate. It really is so simple.
It's very important, of course, to tell your executor where you have placed the will, or make sure that they have a copy of it.
So, yes, you find a filing cabinet or a safe that's fireproof, and you put it in there safely, but you tell your executor or executrix where that will is, so that if anything should happen to you, at least they know where the will is.
This is a job that you should address, that we should all address, actually, in the near future. And this is John Lowe, and it's www.moneydoctors.ie. As John said, there's a video and there's a whole PDF that you can download very simply now. And also in his book, there's a chapter. John, that's www.moneydoctors.ie. And also, as I've said before, you can also email John at info@moneydoctors.ie, and his yellow Bible, the 16th edition, is in all good bookshops, and you'll all recognise it. And that is my personal Bible. John Lowe, as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much indeed, Claire. Thank you.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.